Buzz. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Freebo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. I'm here.
Yeah, me too, present. Another one bites the dust. Meg off today, along with Jackson.
Jeez.
So it's the boys' club today. And of course, Jess, good morning.
Say, hey, hi. Hello.
Hi. Do you want to come and be a co-host today? No.
No?
You guys have got it.
Are you sure?
I've got stuff to do. News to write.
Yes. You've got your dog in here today as well, which is good.
Yeah, there's that, so...
So cute.
I know, right? I'll be off during one of the breaks at least to pat the dog.
So you were on the throne when we got the message through.
I was busy dropping the kids off at the pool.
Toilet paper, like, stuck in your pants, trailing behind you as you jump in the car this morning.
I literally did the thing, like, to make the news, parked on the other side of the road and ran across the road.
We've all seen you run.
There's a two-minute saving. Oh, yeah, well, exactly. I got a few toots of the horn, that's for sure.
Well, I was quite relaxed about the whole thing.
You two didn't look relaxed 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Oh, well, I'm with the show.
Exactly right. We've got plenty of people here. How many do you need?
That's right. Well, how many jobs are we doing today? You're, so, like, producer.
Yes.
Third co-host.
Yes. That's it, really. Yeah. That's only two more jobs.
Not that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next. The Lads are still leading 2 points ahead. Good on you, boys. You're doing a great job.
Lads.
Lasses trailing on 28 points. If you want to play, the lines are now open. 13-10-09. Great prize today. $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown Katara, the best cafe food. It's so good. Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old faves from the deli available daily. If you want to play, 13-10-09 is our number. Two good players, please.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Now, for the first time this year, the Lads actually have some clear air, 30 points to the Lasses on 28.
I know, right? And you know what's good today as well? There's only a lad on the line, so if no lass calls in the next few minutes, we just get an instant win, which I'm fine with.
13-10-09 is the number for the Lasses.
Yeah, if you want to, like, we do have to put it out there as to be fair.
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced, but there's no Meg to defend any girls, so it's just us.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, okay.
On offer today, we have a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown. Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old faves from the deli available daily. Let's meet our lad first up right now. It's Bo from Wickham, who is a courier driver. Hey, Bo. How you doing, man?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, going well, my friends. All right, dude, let's do this. Question number one for you. I'm feeling good about you today. What does the store Bevels sell? Bevels.
Tools.
Tools, you said?
Yeah, he did.
Nah, jewelry. All right, question number two. If you were born today, what star sign would you be?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Aries, the goat.
I would have not known any of them.
Last one, man. Let's get your point on the board. Multiple choice. Vivamore is a fragrance from which singer? Is it A, Adele, B, Selena Gomez, or C, Ariana Grande?
A
is incorrect.
Man.
Selena Gomez. So that means if the lass today gets one, she wins. Yeah, hold the line,
one for an instant win. Let's meet Tammy right now on line 3. Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Look, you've only got to get 1 point on the board if you want an instant win here, okay?
Okay.
Good luck to you.
You got this.
Thank you.
All right, number one. Sidchrome is a brand that makes what?
tools.
Oh, absolutely right. Of course it is. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh, no. Demi, you've done it for the lasses.
We got too cocky, Maddie. We got way too cocky, and we didn't predict the questions would be so hard.
Hey, Tammy, how good for you. $50 voucher for Gamblin' Brown at Katara Home Centre. Enjoy delicious food over there.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Hold on the line there.
What day are you going, Tammy?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Just let me know, all right? I'll come with you. I love you like a free feed, Tammy. I love free food.
It's absolutely true. That applies to anyone, any like cafe or restaurant that wants to offer some vouchers. I also don't mind a free feed.
You don't want to be left behind, group.
No, never, never. Hey, up next, we've got to talk about the Mexican president. Now, it's not normal. Look, we're not big Mexican correspondents on this show. It's rarely we get to a Mexico story.
Unless we're talking about food.
Well, that's possible. I love muchos. What we're talking about next, though, is his private jet. Because normally when a president gets around town, they go everywhere by private jet. You see Biden always waving from the jet as he walks down that little
stairs.
Exactly. I was going to say walking, but it's more likely doddering, really, up and down the stairs. But this guy, he's not going by jet anywhere. In fact, he's getting rid of the jet and just going commercial everywhere.
Oh, what a humble guy.
Well, that's the thing. This is bizarre, and no other president in the world is doing this. We've got to talk more about it next, because it is bizarre behaviour. So, how would you, Maddie, like to rent out or be ride on the president's private jet?
Well, that is one of my big dreams in life.
To fly private, right?
How good.
Yeah, you feel, I would imagine, that you feel special.
I'm a big fantasizer, so sometimes I sit at home and I'll watch YouTube videos of like luxury flights.
Really?
Yeah, like the, you know, the flight reviews of like the people that get into, you know, first class on Etihad Airways from New York to Dubai.
I have seen those, like influencers that do a little video. Oh, this is how big the bed is.
There are also like private jet videos as well. It just goes through private jets. Like,
really?
Yeah, you have never... some of the stuff in these jets, amazing.
I would call that aviation porn.
Yeah.
Not something I've opened up. But I do sort of... I know what's going on. So this guy, the president of Mexico, he's trying to... I guess, because a lot of the people in Mexico live in great poverty, he's trying to cut down unnecessary expenses because he believes that money should be spent on the people, which is pretty noble, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what he's doing is he's taken the private jet, which is the main plane that the president flies around on, and I imagine it's for security purposes, etc., and he's offering it up to like event planners, anyone who wants to rent it out, like a sort of Uber of the sky. I mean, it's a bit bizarre. So you can imagine yourself, you want to impress some people? Why don't we go to this event on the weekend on the president's private plane? I mean, it does sound pretty cool, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I actually have seen pictures of this plane.
Mm.
It kind of looks like it's being based on Air Force One, the US president's plane.
It probably was, you know.
Interesting. I have a theory about this, right?
Yep.
We've all seen Zelensky almost become like a celebrity figure.
Yeah.
Like he appeared on the Grammys yesterday.
Mm.
It's like some of these other lesser known world leaders are wanting a piece of that pie.
A piece of that. I guess it's like somebody who, you know, is like,
get on the presidential plane, bro. What are you doing?
Yeah, how like, ridiculous.
You're right. Well, the thing is with the states over in the US, they put the president on Air Force One for what you said, security.
And also, the president needs to get to places in a hurry.
Yeah.
Like, they can't be, he's like flying commercial, even economy. And how ridiculous. You can't be waiting in line for security and then they have to pat you down and everything. You're the president. Like, you need to get to places to solve problems. At least get a smaller private jet.
That is true.
I mean,
it's a full size.
Oh, it's a 747 Dreamliner, like, or whatever it is. It's ridiculous. I mean, they could get a smaller one.
I would have the messiest party on that thing.
Well, that's what they're offering it up for. So weddings, even if you want to show off to all of your friends, that you can rent this out and away you go.
Imagine the people wanting to join the Mile High Club.
Well, that's the thing, because the president's plane, no doubt, has bedrooms, right? Yes, like the American one. And, yeah, you can do whatever you want in that. The ultimate fantasy for some, those who like to watch aviation porn.
Would you, like, do it if you were on that plane, just to say you did?
Oh, a high chance, yeah.
If you had the private bedroom.
If you had the private bedroom on the president's private plane, what else are you doing?
I would really love to join the Mile High Club. Wouldn't that be just, like, a great thing to have under your bed?
I've never really fantasized about
not
it before.
On the Jetstar flight.
No,
right?
Like the $49 one to Brisbane, no way. No. With not enough leg room. You've hardly got room to do anything aside from that. And the toilets are tiny.
Does it say how much it is?
No, they're not giving information on that, which
I'd
means...
I'd imagine it'd be so expensive.
If you have to ask, you probably can't afford it. I feel like that's the vibe with that sort of thing.
The trash like me of the world, and hiring
stick to YouTube videos.
Mexican president's presidential plane.
That's like a Kim Kardashian move. That sort of level of money,
absolutely.
I reckon.
Oh well, there you go. What's his name?
Oh, good question. Here we go. You'll have to wait like for a few seconds while I search it out. What is his name?
Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador.
Oh yeah. Anyone with four names, he's impressive.
He's older than Joe Biden.
He does look old.
What's with old politicians these days?
I know.
He's two steps out of the nursing home.
Yeah, they'd be keeping him alive.
I've got a picture here of him, and he's like
vitamin B injections and everything.
Pointing angrily into the air like it's a typical old man. You're taking his seat at the coffee shop.
Yeah, or like he's pointing out.
What are you doing?
He's pointing out to the gardener that like a certain bit needs to be trimmed better. That's the sort of angry point he's got going on there.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie and Megan Primo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Now, those who don't watch Married at First Sight, hallelujah, it's over. It's
thank
over.
God.
You're not a big maths watcher, are you? You have to kind of
I've been fumbling my way through. Yeah, so some of the like past seasons I've been big into it. This season I watched a bit, but not enough really to
this
follow
was
along.
One of the best.
Yeah.
Don't tell that to our friend NASA. Jess, are you watching maths or are you anti-maths?
Anti-maths.
Have you always been anti-maths? There's two types of people in the world. People that love maths and hate maths.
I think I watched the first season and then after that I was like,
No, that hurts your journalistic integrity too much. I understand what you mean.
A little bit.
Jess is too busy fantasizing over Bridgerton.
That's right.
Well, I can promise everybody listening, this is the last day we'll talk about maths for a long time. But not this second.
Today's the last day.
Of course, it was the finale last night, the big reunion, where the experts pretty much play all of the like secret footage and all of the and present all of the receipts from across the season. So a lot of the contestants are so vicious with each other, and then like these big situations that happen, like with Olivia and Dom, for example, with the glass. There's another angle that nobody else has seen.
Well, because they'll say it privately, like to one camera operator.
That's right.
And it doesn't get on the show.
It's true. Now, one couple that really did stir things up was Carolina and Dion.
Yeah.
So that's a short guy. Carolina's like that Brazilian girl.
That's right.
So what's happened is Carolina was cheating on Dion with Daniel. Right?
Oh, my God.
During the show, though, Dion was... she wasn't into Dion.
Right.
Just
never into
straight
it.
Up, wasn't attracted to him. Throughout the show, she was trying to make him feel bad that he wasn't, like, bringing what he needed to the relationship. Meanwhile, she's sticking her tongue down Daniel's throat.
Yeah.
So last night on the show, they played the clips of her and Daniel, like, making out secretly. It was pretty full on. All the contestants turned on them. Poor Dion sitting there on the couch by himself as well.
Just slack. With his hand in his hand.
I want to play you the experts absolutely smashing Daniel and Carolina. Like, I feel like going on this show, you need to accept They're going to make you feel like a 15-year-old kid.
It showed us that you were deeply insecure, trying to compensate, but failing miserably as a couple. Not only did you come in unapologetic and smug, you targeted Dion throughout the evening, belittling him and going after him and heckling him. And you need to apologize for it. I don't want to hear maybes, perhaps, possiblys. I want you to own it and be accountable.
Yeah, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings again. And it was selfish, but, I don't regret it. I'm happy. I'm happy. And that's, like, I deserve.
I actually can't deal.
Is that the best you've got, Carolina?
Yep, that was the best she had. Totally schooled her. What I thought we'd do this morning, 13:10:09. Obviously, the cameras caught them cheating. Mm. How did you catch the cheater? Yeah, on 13:10:09, we're talking, how did you catch the cheater? Maths, of course, Daniel Carolina filmed secretly hooking up.
Macking on.
They played it back to all of the contestants last night, which was really funny. They're a much hotter couple than her and Dion were anyway.
It worked better.
Daniel's the biggest douchebag ever. 13:10:09, though, your cheating stories. Let's get into it. First up is Greg. Hey.
Yeah.
How are you, Greg?
Yeah, good, sir. Yourself?
Yeah, good, man.
Morning, Nobos.
Morning.
Tell us your story, man. Did you do the cheating or was it your missus?
No,
ex-missus?
My partner, my first wife.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were looking.
Oh, it's Greg the Scrappy.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah, so what happened, Greg?
So when I was married to my first wife,
yeah,
we were living in a block of flats in Liverpool and we were living on the top floor and the guys were down on the middle floor.
Yeah.
And I could see my wife standing there and she's sort of waving little hand waves and I thought, what's going on here? And then I kept on looking at the guys and seeing sort of different moves that one of the guys was making and what's going on here? And I sort of seeing the face expressions on her face and, hey, what? You're cheating on me or what? And then I caught her out and she went down to borrow a cup of sugar. And I was like,
a cup of sugar?
Yeah, a cup of sugar. And I went, what? And then I walked
out. Yeah, she was gone for a cup of sugar, all right, it seems.
She was taking the time getting a cup of sugar and I walked out onto the stairwell and here they are, neck in.
Oh, you're kidding. She was after something else, sweet.
Yeah.
How long were you together for?
2 years.
You broke it off?
Oh, yeah.
Craig the Scrappy.
We got a beautiful daughter out of it. That's about
it. That's good. Did she move downstairs with the other bloke?
No. She moved out completely. Went back to her mother's place.
Ah, good. Good riddance. You thought, there she is. She's getting some sugar for our coffee. Eh, no.
Yeah.
No, hold the line. Thanks, Greg.
Good on
love
you, man.
Your work.
Dan on line two next. How you doing, Dan?
Good. How you going?
Good, thanks. How did you catch the cheater?
So I went to work one morning, left. We had a party the night before.
Yeah.
Went to work with my father, 40-degree heat day. We come home early because it was too hot to work. We were builders. Come home and I thought, geez, that's weird. Mate's car's still in the driveway. Walked inside. The door was shut in our bedroom. Now it's never shut. We always have it open before we go to work.
Yep.
Walked in and opened the door up and here they were in action.
Mid-action.
He was hammering it out and you were supposed to be doing the building.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man. Honestly, that would have really hurt. What was your initial reaction? Because I know people take it differently, you know, because it's such a shock.
That's right. It did hurt, but like I said, mate, it sort of made it better because, like I said, mate, I've got a lovely wife now and four kids.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm happy now, so which is good.
Did he sort of jump up in fear when you walked in?
No, he didn't. I actually grabbed him and actually threw him across the room.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
So, God. Did they end up getting together?
Not sure, mate. I haven't seen any of them ever since. Mate, it was a bit of a row that happened. So we had words, and then we sort of got in a bit of trouble for actually grabbing hold of them. But yeah.
So did you guys have to work with each other? Or he quit?
No. He didn't actually work with me. He was just a good mate of mine.
Oh, good.
Jeez.
Oh, sorry to hear, man. I'm glad it worked out, though, for you. Sometimes these things happen.
Yeah, that's right.
For a good reason.
And then you end up with something a lot better.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hold the line for us. Gabby.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Tell us, how'd you catch the cheater?
In my case, it was actually my fiancé when I was much younger. And I always suspected that it was him and his ex. It was one of those things where, you know, in the conversations, like, they just talk about the person and you think, that's weird. He gave me, like, her perfume for my birthday present. Like, it was really weird. And for ages, I just kept suspecting it. I kept thinking, you know, there were times that last minute he wouldn't want to meet up. And I didn't actually catch him in the act, but I did one day just confront him. And I'm like, look, this is weird. She keeps trying to hang out with me. I'm not cool with this. What's happening? And he did actually come clean. He's like, yeah, we have been.
Oh, jeez. That's full on, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the ultimate insult, him giving you her perfume.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So you smell like her.
Ah, God.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Oh, I'm glad it's worked out for you, Gabby. Thank you for your calls, guys. Wow. It is such a shock. You've experienced it.
Yeah, once. Yeah, pretty. It's bizarre because you're sort of in shock, really. Well, I was anyway.
EMF Fitness Center, Qatar's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm in shock. Oh my God.
UFM's 100K wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again. 100K day is getting very, very close, which means there are only days to get in the draw to play for the big money. It's what everyone's talking about. They all want their hands on this cash, right?
Absolutely. Now, this wraps up on Wednesday. So you need to make sure you're listening for the next couple of days to get your name in the draw. Now, of course, how this works is we've got a word. We're going to give it to you. The first word that comes to mind, you give to us. And if it matches what we've said in our pre-recorded answers, you get in the draw. That's that simple.
Very easy.
Let's meet our player. Let's do it.
It's Jess from Maitland. On the way to work now as a driver and loves being on the road. Wants to win the 100K all for herself. Treating herself at every possible occasion. Let's meet Jess. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. How are we?
Really well. So, what are some of the things you're going to do for yourself with the $100,000 if you win it?
I'm thinking I probably should put a little bit aside, but no. Otherwise, a tour around Australia, yeah. Brand new ute.
Nice.
So it's a bit of a holiday.
Jess, I love that you've come on and said, I'm just going to blow this money on stuff that I want. This is what we want. It's like free 100K. What else would you do?
Right.
Buy everything you ever wanted.
Exactly.
All right. Let's do it. Your word today, Jess, is school. What's the first word that comes to mind when I say school?
Homework.
We're locking in homework for Jess from Maitland. Let's play now. Let's hear from Meg first.
Bus.
No good that one.
All right, still two chances left. Don't despair.
Crevo next.
Principal. Everything hinges on Maddie now.
Come on, Maddie.
Oh. Class.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Jess. Oh, no.
Better luck next time.
Homework's a great one, though. I feel like if there was a fourth person, that would have
said homework. If it was Jackson. Maybe keep
trying, Jess. You've still got chances to get into the draw. And a big thank you to EMF Fitness Qatar. You can play with Tyler again after 11 o'clock today. That's your next opportunity.
Heaps more chances to play.
Oh, my God. So exciting. Up next,
Maths, of course, wrapped up last night.
Yeah, for real, real this time.
For real, real. And this is, I promise, for all you maths haters out there, we won't mention those words again until next year.
Yeah.
Or until NASA comes on the show next. Jackson and Olivia are joining us next. This is going to be a really interesting chat because Olivia has now, of course, become Australia's most hated woman, which is not great.
No.
I actually really feel for Olivia. I think, you know, she's just been...
It's unwarranted, right?
Yes and no. It's a really
level,
hard one.
The level is unwarranted.
The level of hatred I think this girl has had to put up with is a lot.
Yeah.
Nobody agrees with what she did, finding the photos of Dom and sharing them around. Nah. But I don't think it's a time to slap her down anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll just chat to her and catch up with Olivia and Jax to see how they're going. And I think it is important as well, be a bit nicer on the internet.
Yeah, because at the end of the
day... I'm sure she's a lovely person in real life.
And also, people are doing stuff like this all the time, all over the place. You just don't know it. Like,
absolutely.
You know, things like this are happening all the time. So just, yeah, on the internet,
chill
be good.
Out.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding? I was born ready.
Maths is over for another
year. Done and dusted.
I know there are some people out there that are very happy by that. It's been a very interesting season. Now, we do have on the phone right now Olivia and Jackson. Now, these two have obviously copped quite a lot of criticism for their appearance on the show, Olivia in particular. The show's over. Let's see how they're doing. Olivia and Jackson. First of all, are you glad the show's over, Jackson?
So bloody glad. There's a big party here, celebrations going on everywhere.
Nice. Olivia, I've got to say, you've really copped a pile on. How are you doing?
Look, not well.
Yeah.
But relieved that it's over, that's for sure.
Have they given you your social media back yet, or are they still holding it?
Yeah, they're still holding it, so I don't know. We're meant to get it back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But... it depends on, like, the UK airing, and I think the US airing is thrown a spanner in the works as well.
Jeez.
You know, we've all been chatting about this behind the scenes.
Mm.
Olivia, I think, you know, you've had such a hard time during this, like, season of the show. Mm. I don't think it's healthy for any more pile-ons. How have you been dealing with all the backlash? Because it hasn't been nice. It must be really tough to deal with that.
Firstly, thank you for saying that.
No, that's fine.
I haven't been dealing very well. So I'm seeing about 3 different psychologists.
Yeah.
I'm heavily medicated.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. Like, I'm just sort of, like, I've got real trauma going on in my brain. Like, I'm forgetting things really easily. Like, it's proper, like, there's something wrong with my brain after going through this.
We've seen some pretty ugly stuff in the last 48 hours, these sort of rap parties with other contestants and stuff, which was pretty shocking. Jackson, how have you been playing this sort of supporting role? This must be such a new thing for you as well, because, you know, not only are you dealing with your own, you know,
situation yeah,
but, like, dealing with Olivia's stuff as well, it must be really hard. How are you doing with it all?
Look, it is very hard because I am trying to, like, pick Liv up every 5 seconds, and, you know, it is a bit straining, but, you know, we'll get through this and we'll come out the other side.
Can I just say as well, from the show this year, you guys are one of the only couples that have stayed together. So
yeah,
that's a great thing. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, guys. And it's pretty funny, though. I think it's every couple that do well on the show is the one they drag through the mud. So
that's
something for people to think about if they go to apply.
Do you think that there's an element from the other contestants of jealousy about that?
Oh, look, we definitely know that Dom said it a few times that, you know, we're smug. I don't think it's that we're smug. I just think that she's jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would add to the heat from their end, for sure.
A big supporter of yours, Liv, is NASA. who actually comes on our show a lot.
Yeah.
He's been one of your biggest staunch defenders.
The whole time, through the thick and the thin.
Yeah, he comes on here quite a lot, and he's just, you know, so supportive of you and what's happened. Obviously, he doesn't care what anybody says about him. How has his support helped? What has he sort of offered?
Because, or been saying to you?
You know, a lot of people are always put NASA into that, hey, you're a troll kind of box. But yeah, he's actually a lovely guy.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the thing with NASA is that he sees exactly what production's done. Like,
yeah,
I know that he, like, sort of sarcastically calls himself Mr. Reality and stuff that, but he really does have an understanding of how it works. And, you know, like he said straight away, like, oh, Dom was production's pet. They've promised her a good edit for some reason. And it's like, actually, that makes a lot of sense. Like, she was the snitch, dobbing everybody in on set, things like that. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense what he says, and it's nice to have somebody with a voice stick up for me. And like, NASA's got a big loud voice for sure.
Yeah.
Question for you, Olivia. Given the time over again, would you go on the show again?
Look, if I was promised Jackson again,
yeah,
100%. But I would definitely do it again. But I would definitely do a lot of things differently.
You need to just look after your mental health, Olivia. It's so important. Stay off socials. It's probably a good thing that they've got it for another couple of weeks. I think it'll all calm down.
I was going to say,
future. That's the great thing about this is, you know, the public have short memories in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That people will forget about all of this in a very short time.
Self-imploding as well. Like, that party the other night was disgusting. What Brent was saying on TikTok Live last night was disgusting. Like, it's, you know, people will show their true colours after filming when there's no edit to save them.
That's so true.
Well, I've seen some footage, I think, and it's gone viral in the last couple of days of that rat party that they all had, and they were wearing those T-shirts that, well, I think they said, you know,
the anti-abortion T-shirt.
My body, you know, my choice, all this stuff. But then, on the other hand, I was hearing them calling you the S word and all sorts of other things. So
Like booing when my face came on thing, cheering when Dom smashed the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, you know, to be perfectly honest, that's who Dom was the whole way through the show, and she got a really good edit. And I'm just glad that her true colours are coming out so much quicker than what, you know, they might have normally come out. And, you know, she got a tattoo of a broken wine glass on her. I mean, and she said that she's sorry. I mean, how is that? That doesn't match.
At the end of the day, guys, it's just a TV show, and we've said this as well today, like, it's, you know, it's over now.
And you guys have got a relationship out of it.
It's great.
Exactly.
Nah, look after yourself, guys. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, guys. Look after yourselves. And, of course, Olivia and Jackson together at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's a really rare thing.
That is really sad that it's come to that. I think maybe that the show should...
They need to take more responsibility.
Well, not so much taking more... Like, it is what the show is.
Yeah, that's true.
It happens every year. It happened to Bryce last year. Mm-hmm. He was turning into this big villain. But I think they need to maybe do more vetting in terms of if these people can deal with this, because it is a lot.
That's true. Like, all that social media stuff that, you know, it does haunt. Even Olivia there, she doesn't even have access to her socials, but she's still copying all that. She knows and she can see.
Yeah.
Even without having access to it.
And, you know, us and the media in general, right? We're all happy to jump on the MAFS bandwagon.
Of course.
Everybody's, you know, watching it. We all get invested.
They're all actors.
But we really just need to take it with a grain of salt.
At the end of the day, it's just an entertainment show.
Yeah.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
Up next, we're talking one of the I'm going to say biggest work stuff ups I've seen in a while, and we love talking about this stuff on the show. This guy essentially has broken something with an excavator that cannot be replaced.
Well, that generally is what happens. I mean, like really,
really
irreplaceable.
Yeah, big stuff up. He's essentially destroyed dinosaur footprints and parts. So you can't get this stuff back. It's gone forever.
Just to pay? Like, what do you pay? Who do you pay? Who
millions of dollars? I don't know. It's all the money.
The old bobcat driver.
Yeah.
He doesn't have millions of dollars.
He doesn't. Yeah, damage worth millions of dollars potentially. And things that just can't be replaced. This backhoe driver was working on fixing a boardwalk next to these dinosaur footprints. Now, dinosaur footprints are extremely rare. To give you an idea of how rare and valuable they are, there was some over in Western Australia about 10 years ago, and there was like four near a beach,
yeah,
and they're highly coveted, highly rare, and secretive to where they were. People didn't even, like, the scientists didn't even let people know. People still snuck in and, like, broke them out of the rocks and stole them.
See, I don't understand why people do this with super rare stuff like that, because it's not like you can just go and sell them.
No. Well, I guess you can, to the right people. If you know, there must be like a black market for this stuff. Like
some Saudi prince.
Exactly, who wants to own one of the rarest things in the world. People are idiots. We know this. But this guy obviously probably didn't realize how delicate these things were, because they can be ruined by even walked on by people, or even some dirt dropped on them. But this guy was repairing this boardwalk. He dropped all of the timbers on some of the footprints, damage number one, and then drove the backhoe over them.
Do you think that he was unaware what was there?
I think he probably had a vague idea, but thought, they've been in rock, they've been there 112 million years, what is my backhoe going to do? Well, the answer is a lot of damage. So this stuff, a lot of it's been, like, damaged by this backhoe driver. You obviously can't just fix it, because a dinosaur footprint is a footprint, and that's it. Once it's gone or changed, it's now a backhoe print, which is not as impressive or rare. You can see that on any work site. So this guy, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Will he lose his job? Who knows? It's a tricky one, right?
I don't think that you can take his job from him if it was an honest mistake. Like, surely, wouldn't you think they would have some sort of barrier?
Yeah, or just a bit of that, you know, that tape. The tape that you see.
The red and white tape.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't cross this bit with your backhoe. You're going to break the very, very rare footprints.
We can do it for wet paint. Why can't we do it for extremely rare dinosaur footprints?
They just needed a couple of those yellow A-frame signs that said, do not cross, rare footprints, and it would have been fine. Everyone sees them. You don't see people slipping and falling in a Westfield.
Does it say what they were building?
Yeah, they were fixing the boardwalk that was already there.
The one next to it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because that boardwalk's obviously there for people so they don't tread on them, right?
That would want to be Slug's boardwalk.
It's a good boardwalk.
Also, actually, they should just give it up, because nobody's going to want to walk over that now.
Yeah, exactly. Now all the rare footprints have been destroyed.
Here's the former home of a dinosaur footprint.
if you think you're having a bad day at work, think few things are going wrong, spare a thought for this guy who's destroyed something that can never be repaired.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday. Lotto.
June babies, it is your time to shine. Is there an easier sell than that?
No.
Free money.
Do you want some money? Yes.
Do you have a birthday?
Yes.
We play twice a day, once again, before 9 o'clock today. Let's meet our contestant.
That's right. It's Karen from Thornton, as she steps up to the plate on the way to work, loving the sunshine, has two adult kids, and might share the cash with them if they're on their best behaviour. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really, really good. Now, these kids, have they done anything naughty recently that might get them off the cash list?
No, we just had, they're adult kids. They're great kids this way.
That's good.
I'll share it with them anyway.
Oh, you're an absolute gem, and you're a good mum. Good luck.
Here we go, Karen, spinning these balls.
$700.
There they go. Okay, Karen. Were you born on the 17th of June?
No, I wasn't.
Ah, oh, damn.
Way out.
Oh, sorry, Karen.
That's okay.
It wasn't the female energy in the room today that might have helped you. Thank you very much.
Better luck next time.
It's back before 9 o'clock, worth $700 today. We are checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. Plus, we're playing What's My Age Again very soon, right here at New FM.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creamer. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, mate.
You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Up next, we are playing What's My Age Again. Now, this is, of course, the team challenge to see who is the best at guessing you, the listener's age. We ask you a couple of questions. We listen to your voice, put together the information, and try and crack the code.
The dark horse, Crevo, I'm quite impressed with your showings in the last few weeks.
Well, thank you.
13 points leading, followed by me on 10. Meg on 4. Playing for Meg today, because she's not here, is Tyler. We're going to welcome her in to represent the ladies today. If you want to play 13-10-09.
Yeah, and there's a prize up for grabs too. If you play, potentially you could win a family pass to Mega Creatures at the Hunter Valley Gardens. Mega Creatures during the day and at night. The Mega Creatures Night Safari, Hunter Valley Gardens until May 1st.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age?
Can I just say, you are a savage producer just on the phones there.
Oh, I have to be. Because
just no niceties with you.
I'm doing two jobs at once here, you know.
Yes, yes.
Someone's got to do it.
Time is precious.
It sure is. We've got 10 seconds to go. Got to check in with four callers.
That's hanging up on the left.
It's 2.5 seconds each one.
Tyler's in
here. You do the math.
Good morning.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the show. Thanks for helping out this
Pleasure.
Morning.
Pleasure. I'm the phone gal today. I'm not used to getting ready for work this early, but here we are.
How long have you been at New FM for now?
Since December, so yeah, maybe almost 6 months.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. Oh, cool. I love Newcastle, so.
Where
it's an easy win.
In Merriweather.
Oh.
I'm in like the bougie area. Not that we can afford it. I'm in a share house.
Living the luxe life.
Yeah, we love it. It's great.
So
it's
how many properties too. Do you own there?
A few.
Oh, good, good.
I wish. You can barely afford rent at one.
Yours, I know the feels. You're stepping in for Meg today.
I am indeed.
Play for her, represent the ladies. How does this work, Creva?
Yeah, very simple. So we chat to you for a second on the phone, ask you a couple of questions, and then we listen to the sound of your voice and guess your age. Now it's the closest without going over.
Right.
So if you're over, you're out.
Okay, Crevo leading on 13 points, followed by me on 10, Meg/Tyler on 4.
Oh, jeez.
You've got some work to do.
You might double the score today. Who knows?
The other thing I will say is if you guess the age exactly, you get 2 points.
Yeah, okay.
So there's potentially 6 points on the board here, like today. So it could all change. The scores can all change.
Let's kick it off. We'll meet Simone first. Hey, Simone.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good. Okay.
Oh, a young-sounding voice.
Question number one, Simone. What is your favourite breakfast to order at a cafe? Sunday morning, off with the partner. What are you ordering?
Caramel latte and a ham and cheese
omelette.
Ooh. Oh. We're all like, we could do one of those right now. All right, you ask the next question, Tyler.
Okay, what has been the best car you have ever owned, Simone?
A Toyota.
Just in general, not a specific car.
All right, guess from you, Crevo, please.
Okay, I think you are 38 years of age.
Okay, I think you are 29, Simone.
I'm going to say 32.
How old?
I love all of you. I am 46.
Oh.
Point on the board.
Boom.
I'll take one.
I was going to say that the breakfast order is something that my mum would order.
The ham and cheese omelette is a bit of an old school order.
Yeah, and the sweet coffee. Got me.
Good job. Thanks, Simone.
It's good that you're doing the analysis on this, Tyler, because you got to think about those answers. It gives you a lot of clues, but none at all at the same time.
Next up is Katrina.
Yes. Hey, Katrina.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. Let's get into your first question. Yep. Do you like to go fishing, and what has been your best ever catch?
Yes, I do like to go fishing, but never caught anything.
You're a bit like me.
Okay, another question for you. Do you like to work in the garden? Do you have a green thumb?
No, hate the garden.
So do I.
No.
How old do you think...
I'm sorry if I'm going to get Katrina this wrong, Katrina, but I'm going to go with my gut feeling around my mum's age. I'm going to say 52.
Crevo?
I'm going to say 42.
I'm going to say 47, Katrina. How old are you?
I'm 41.
Oh, no points.
No points.
Strike out.
Thanks, Katrina. Appreciate it.
All right. We've got one more to go here.
Mary, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hey, Mary.
It's so hot.
It's hard, right?
How's your morning going? Are you enjoying the sunshine?
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? I'm just driving to work, though, so yuck.
I know how you feel. All right.
We have the best job in the world. What are you talking about?
When did you last...
You have got the best job in the world.
It is the best job in the world. When did you last have a roast dinner? Question number one.
Oh, 2 months ago, Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Tyler, another question, please.
What is your favourite type of cheese?
My favourite...
Type of cheese?
Yeah, you've got it.
The old English breakfast.
Ooh, the old crumbly, really sharp one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guessing time. I think roast dinner, English, the cheese. I'm going to say you are 51.
I'm going with 52, Tyler.
Oh, sniper God, I was going to say it. Mary is my great auntie, so I was going like 70s, but she's really throwing me. I'm going to say
70.
35.
Yeah. Oh, spanner in the works.
The two of you were close. So I'm 53.
Oh, jeez.
Point for Maddie.
Oh, boom.
Well done.
Good job.
The voices do nothing, do they? The voices don't give anything away.
No, you can't tell because sometimes people sound so young and they're like 100. You go, they've got a really good voice.
It is true. Thank you, Tyler. No points for Meg. Nothing at all.
Nothing, and one for you and I. That's
there we go.
Status quo, basically.
First time player, you got kind of close.
I was really not nervous, but I was like, I really could offend some people here, so I've really just got to try hard.
You're more like Crevo, savage.
Yeah, I know. A bit more ruthless.
Thank you, Tyler. Hey, pleasure. We are doing What's the Goss up next. Jackson's not here, so I'm going to take over today.
Excellent.
Give it a go. Usually it's you.
Yeah.
But I'll try today.
Yeah, you have a go. It's good.
Yeah. They're dropping like flies around here. No Jackson, no Meg. Our boss is out.
Jeez. Yeah. It's all happening.
They're running the show today.
8:15, yeah. The lunatics running the asylum.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, Jackson is away today, so I'm going to have a go at this. First up, Crevo, we're talking Madonna. Do you like Madonna?
On and off.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Have you noticed these weird videos she's been posting lately? A lot of nudity.
Yeah, bizarre.
Like really suggestive, like TikToks, Instagram videos. She's done another one yesterday, pre-Grammys party, where she's does this sort of like really weird close-up. It's really scary looking.
Mm.
Her face isn't moving, but her lips are, and she does this real close-up to her face.
I'm just having a look now. That is some freaky stuff. Why is she so weird?
For it. I don't know, but she's... I think gone a little bit too far with the plastic surgery.
Oh, her lips. I'm not gonna lie. Her lips look like, you know, small Frankfurters now. And I don't understand why, because she's getting close to what, her 70th, is she?
Very close to 70. Interesting though, the photo shoot she released a few weeks ago was of her in sort of BDSM gear on a bed. Now, look, I'm all for expressing yourself. Oh, and
absolutely.
Your body.
You do what you like with your life.
But do we really want to see an almost 70-year-old woman doing this?
Pushing
probably
80.
Not.
Yeah.
There was one picture in particular. She was like under the bed and she'd like left her backside sort of raised up out under the bed. So all you can see is her ass cheeks and her legs sticking out from
under
the bed, right? And a big feud has started between her and 50 Cent. So he's gone on Instagram and he's commented on the photo saying, "Yo, this is the funniest shit, lol." He goes, "That's Madonna under the bed trying to look like a virgin at 63. She's not happy, by the way.
Of course
she's
not.
She's come out and said that he's pretending to be her friend. She says, "Now you've decided to talk smack about me. I guess your new career is getting attention by trying to humiliate others on social media. The least elevated choice you could make as an artist and as an adult." So there's no love lost between those.
She's
apparently not friends.
Acting so high and mighty, though. And these are the absurd pictures she's putting out there to the universe.
It's just, I'm going to put it out there with Madonna. We get it. This is old trodden ground from you.
Yeah.
We know you like to get naked. It isn't shocking anymore.
No, no. And it becomes less shocking and more shocking at the same time the older she gets. How is that even possible?
Moving on to the Grammys, of course, yesterday. Really successful show. The big moment was, of course, Bruno Mars sparking up a diary on stage, which hasn't gone down too well.
Where was his VB?
One of my favorite moments from the show was when Doja Cat and SZA won Best Pop Duo Performance for their song Kiss Me More. Doja stuck in the toilet peeing just as the announcement was happening, so she had to run on stage. This was her reaction. Take a listen.
"I have never taken such a fast piss in my whole life. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it."
She's like wiping her dress. I think she actually got some pee on
some
the dress.
Some dribble on the dress.
She went on to say, "This is amazing, best thing that's ever happened to us." Some other big winners from the day are Olivia Rodrigo, massive. She won Best Pop Solo Performance for Driver's License and Best New Artist as well, which is great.
Just going back to Doja for a second.
Yeah.
Do you think it's like at the airport when you're in the toilet, you hear the ding, 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 ding? "Doja Cat to the stage, please. You've just won an award."
Well, it's like you're at the radio station, right? It's always playing. So if we duck to the toilet during the break, you can still hear what's going on. Mm. I reckon they probably had their feet in the toilet.
A little speaker?
She was a little drunk. I think she's had a few champagnes.
And had to evacuate some of that.
She's very thankful. I love the Grammys.
And I like Doja Cat, too.
She's so humble and down to earth.
Check out her interviews. Like, it's a different vibe than you think.
I really loved, actually, Gaga and Tony Bennett. They picked up a Grammy for a Best Traditional Pop Vocal album, Love for Sale.
Yeah.
He's got Alzheimer's. And I've got to say, can I just big congratulations to Rufus Du Sol?
Ha!
Best
good.
Dance recording for Alive.
How good.
That makes me happy.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg, and Creamo. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, straight after us is Newcastle's only block of ad-free music and your last opportunities to get into the draw for 100K wordplay. Tyler is up next. What's on the way?
To kick off your 105 minutes commercial free, an absolute old school banger. Now, I don't know about you, but I hold some deep trauma from the film clip for this. Do you guys remember it?
I don't actually remember the film clip.
It's like him, it's Robbie Williams, like, in a roller skating rink, just ripping body parts off, like, down to the flesh.
That's bizarre.
But I had this deep obsession with Robbie, so I didn't really mind.
So you're into Robbie.
I love Robbie.
Did you
so
see
hot.
Him perform at Shane Warne's farewell funeral? It was so good.
I love him so much. I take my mum and I stand there and cry every time we see him live. She's like, "Are you all right? You're a widow."
Old Robbie.
Really?
Love Robbie. More old school from Usher as well.
Love it.
That's a great song.
Were you a big take that fan, Tyler?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How interesting.
Is that me bringing out my inner Bogan? Like, is that me showing off how Boganic my upbringing was?
How old are you? 56?
Yeah.
Jokes.
Obviously not.
Yeah, my mother's age, of course. But I got to say, I do love a bit of this new Dorf as well.
Hey, Craze.
Always good.
I still can't get enough of it. It's been charting for months now. I love it.
That's yeah, it's just going up. Well. Thank you, doll.
Pleasure.
It's coming up very soon after 9 o'clock. Crevo, over to you.
In just a minute, we're going to talk about this guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Arthur Oursa.
No, never heard of him. No, tell me more, though.
So he's a model from Brazil.
I should know that, then.
Well, he's a very good-looking man. And he's famous over there because he has, get this, nine wives, right, at the moment.
Mm.
And he's about to divorce one, but then marry two more to make it an even 10. Now, he's a model, right? Model good looks. His wives are all, like, model-level looks as well. The whole story, it's gripping the nation over there because people want to know what the hell's going on. Why is this situation happening? It's not even technically legal there.
It kind of sounds like The Bachelor and Maff's had a baby.
It's a bit.
This is what's happened.
It's a bit like that.
Wow.
The photos, like there's press photos of this whole situation. It looks like The Bachelor setting.
Okay.
We've got to talk about this guy. He's crazy up next.
Details in a sec after the Black Eyed Peas. Love this.
Right now we learn about Arthur Oursa. Now, you might be thinking, what's that name? He's a model in Brazil. Big on the gram. He collectively married 9 women last year. Last year alone, the photo shoots look like it set off The Bachelor, right? You've seen the pictures. Now, one of his wives, Agatha, has said she wants a divorce because she misses monogamy and he's revealed that he's going to marry 2 more wives because he wants to bump it back up to an even 10.
Some people are like that. You know when you're, like, walking along and you count your steps and they need to be, like, even numbers? Do you do that or is it just
no,
me?
No, it's not me. he obviously likes even numbers.
Oh, look, I guess that lifestyle isn't for everybody.
Well,
and poor old Agatha's gone, look, I can't share you.
Yeah, that's right.
8 other women.
It's a little too much, a little too full on. She said that she was missing a monogamous relationship and the other wives thought that her attitude was wrong and that she'd have accepted a marriage for adventure and not real feelings. He has commented back saying, I know I've lost a wife. She hasn't died, mate. But I'm not going to replace her at the moment. I'm going to wait a little while, then add 2 more.
Do they all sleep in the same bed?
I believe they do. He added, I have a dream, and that has always been to have 10 wives. I have 1 daughter, but I'm going to have a child with each of my wives.
Wow.
So he's going to be a busy boy over the next couple of years, I'd say.
I've got to say with this sort of thing, right, I feel like if you're going to enter this style of relationship,
yes, yes.
I think the most important thing is that everybody needs to be on the same page.
Well, certainly, and that's why Agatha is getting the F off that page because she couldn't find a way with all of those other people.
You know, and like I've said to you before, this is more common than you think.
Yeah, you have said that before. And how's this? He's also, I'm guessing because maybe there's a little bit of extra cash he needs at the moment. It's quite an expensive lifestyle. Him and his, well, at the moment, 8, soon to be 10 wives, have recently joined OnlyFans. Which is its own interesting whole situation. If you've ever, if you've got questions about this, I reckon some of that would be answered.
For $9.99?
Well, for $10 a month. It's got to be an even number.
That'd be an interesting thing, hey.
Very fascinating. You wanted to know if they're all sleeping in the same bed. You can probably find all of that out for a very, very low monthly fee.
Okay. I feel like, honestly, it'd just be too hard to keep everybody happy.
Is it? Oh, absolutely. Life with one partner is difficult enough. I just can't wrap my head around
it. Like you said, if people want to live that lifestyle, good luck to them.
Absolutely.
As long as everybody's, like, consenting and on the same page, happy days.
Yeah, well, and surely for him.
Variety is the spice of life, they say.
They've sure got it in their bedroom. My God. It's
some
a different
cinnamon, some oregano.
Bit of nutmeg in there. Butter
love
pecan.
The nutmeg.
All the different flavours available.
Yeah.
It's just a fascinating...
You think you could do it?
Absolutely not. What I realised from this is...
I'm too jealous.
That's... Yeah, that's...
I would be far too jealous.
Far too jealous. Oh, absolutely. And it just makes you realise people have such different lives.
Yeah.
You know, that this guy's life couldn't be further from mine.
I kind of like that they don't conform to what society tells them they should do. I kind of like that, but it's just not for me.
Why not have 9 or 10 wives if that makes you happy and they're all happy, I guess. Just not for me.
Oh, imagine, do you think at like that time of the month, they're all in sync?
Probably. And then,
how
many anniversaries you have to remember? How many birthdays you got to remember?
You'd almost need a personal assistant.
You would to do all the gifts. Like just on Amazon all the time buying stuff. Oh, you've got the anniversary of this coming up. You've got 2 birthdays this month. You've got another anniversary next month. Don't forget any of it.
Nightmare.
Oh, whose parents' house do you go to?
Imagine the parents all come over.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the siblings, like 4 per person.
That's 40 people right there.
Like the party.
You got to buy a lot of ham. The Singos do a roaring business if they're in Brazil. Love Singo's butcheries, by the way.
The prices that undercut the major supermarkets.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday lotto.
If you were born in November, we want to give you free money right now. $700 is the jackpot for birthday lotto. Krivo, let's meet our caller, please.
Yes, it's Shane from Aberglasson. Broke his finger playing cricket. Off to work. For 8 weeks for the broken finger. Must be bad. $700 would be nice right about now when you're off work, of course.
Shane, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Good. Oh, Shane. Did you have enough sick leave to warrant 8 weeks off work?
Unfortunately, I'm only casual.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
I've got some advice, Shane. Don't play sport. Never ends well. Oh, man. So did you break it in multiple places or just...
Yeah, so the tip and at the second knuckle.
Oh, that's no good.
Oh, man. How long into recovery are you?
3 weeks out of another surgery after having a wire removed.
Oh, man.
Jeez, that is full on.
You deserve this money.
Good
Let's
luck.
Let's try and get it for you, man.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Oh, Krivo, bless these balls with some good luck.
Okay, good luck to the balls.
Right,
I'll give them a little tickle before we put them in. There we go.
Here we go. All right. Were you born on the 19th of November?
Oh, no, I'm the
21st. Oh, no. So close. Oh, my God.
Sorry, man. Hey, get well soon,
That's
man.
Right. Thank you.
Do you want to go to the football? Do you want to go to the football this Thursday?
Oh, yeah, I'll take my girlfriend with me.
Yeah. But hang on the line, man. We'll give you some tickets. You need, like, a night out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, the night's taken on the Sea Eagles. Good luck, man. Well, there you go.
Jeez.
Poor guy.
That sucks, hey? 8 weeks off work. You'd be going just mad at home.
I feel like the idea of 8 weeks of work is great at the start.
But oh, not no, not when you need the money.
That is us done for another day. 105 commercial freeze up next with Tyler. What's on the way?
Your boy Lil Nas X.
Oh, yes. Great performance at the Grammys yesterday.
Oh, he's amazing. His whole suit at the Grammys last night was like a work of art.
Oh, I love him.
Also, I just want to go back to the Robbie Williams thing. I'm still reeling on that. Do you guys not think Robbie Williams is not sexy?
No.
What?
know what turns me off? Robbie Williams.
Check yourself. What is wrong with you? He's so... I think it might be his accent too, maybe.
Do you just like what is that, Liverpool accent?
Yeah, I do love an English... Yeah, I do.
You like a British man title?
I do.
Oh, so do I. I get it.
Yeah, he's
I'm
hot.
Not opposed to it. But like, you know, younger and older, better.
Yeah, so hot. No. Older. You know, sugar daddy. You like every sugar daddy.
You like him older. Fair enough.
Oh, what else is on the way?
Lizzo on the way as well. I do my hair, talk,
check my nails. Go, girl.
Did you know she had her own reality TV show?
Yeah, I know. Apparently,
it's good.
I can't. It's like looking for dancers, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
right?
To take on tour with her. I think that's so cool. I would get around that. I think
love
it's
Lizzo.
Out now, too. So
that's good.
Get around that. Yeah, heaps of music on the way. Thanks,
nice
guys.
Nice one.
See ya.
Oh, thanks for helping out, Tyler. We are done. Another chance to get into the draw for 100K wordplay. One of the few chances left after 11 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.